George and I are talking to Moaz Khan, who's the marketing manager of Eton Institute, the language school here in the UAE. And we're still getting some great words coming in, favourite words. Any catching your eye there, George?
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is elelita in Amharic. It's a sound which you make using your tongue when you are very happy, mostly apparently by women during worship, during a wedding or when a baby is born. So that's from Malaku from Ethiopia.
Thank you so much for that. And yeah, so elelita.
Elelita. Brilliant.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. We have here as well harika in Turkish, which means fascinating. Fantabulous.
Love it.
And Phil's favourite words are habibi and habibti.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're George's as well. I think many of us will share that sentiment. Many more coming in here. Another one from the Turkish language. Teşekkürler. That's a good word.
Means thank you.
Thank you, yes. But keep them coming in, your favourite words and where they're from and what they mean. So coming back to the Eton Institute, Moaz, when did this start, the establishment?
It started about 7 years back now. And our director, Dr. Ali Barashid, he sort of moved to Dubai from Lebanon. And and set up the institute in Knowledge Village, and over the last 6 to 7 years, we have obviously grown, and now become the largest institute in the UAE. And we recently opened another branch in Abu Dhabi, that's in addition to the branch we have in Vienna, as well. And very soon we would be opening up in New York. So essentially, Eton is one of the very few organizations which have actually started out from Dubai and opened up internationally. Whereas you popularly see that a lot of international organizations come to Dubai, and we have gone the other way.
That's really good, yeah. Really nice. Someone's asking if you do private tuition to learn Arabic at the Institute.
Yes, we do. We do offer a lot of learning options for people, including personalized private courses. These can be taken as an individual, or if you know somebody who's interested in taking learning the language along with you, then you could sort of have a semi-private where you could have two or three people. But it'll be completely customized and personalized to your convenience, be it time, location, and so on.
What are the timings that people can come and learn?
Well, the Institute is open 7 days a week. It's from Sunday to Thursday, we are open from 8 in the morning till 9 at night. On Fridays, we are open from 10 to 6. And on Saturdays, it's 9 to 6.
Sure. So if people are working late, they could also come at the
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are the courses structured like that? Do you have courses that would last longer, therefore, if someone can only come at the weekends?
Yes, we do. I mean, essentially, the courses are structured with 30 hours. This is what it takes for each level to be complete. Again, as per the CFR levels, which is the common framework of the European Council for Languages. So the 30 hours essentially takes up, let's say if you're doing it on a weekend, it takes about 10 weeks for you to finish, 10 Saturdays or 10 Fridays, depending on 3 hours per day.
Now, how do you teach a language in the sense of not, I mean, in the phonetics or the structure, but in the style, in that if you imagine a language class, the people that come to the class are from different nationalities, so yes. They're not all coming from the same place, so learning from the same place. So for many, this could be their second or third language. So it's an interesting dynamic, isn't it, in a classroom. So what works best in communicating the language effectively if you're in a class of, say, 8 or 10 people, all from different places?
Well, the thing that works best is the complete immersion from the first class. So immediately when you start a course in a language, you're completely immersed with the language. So you're learning the basics. You're introducing each other as soon as the instructor sort of introduces himself in the language that you're about to learn, and then you practice it across the room. So you have already picked up a few words just in a couple of minutes while you're just introducing each other. So that's the best technique that definitely works. But also what you have to remember is obviously you know, people or students practicing the language or taking the language outside the classroom also, that also helps a lot when anybody's interested in learning a language, because it's not just impression in the immersion in the classroom, but also immersion outside the classroom at the same time. So it's to do with watching. For instance, if you're interested in learning Arabic, you could watch an Arabic TV channel or an Arabic movie, or pick up an Arabic newspaper and try to figure out a few words, or even just follow the signboards in UAE, where you could actually learn just by looking at them, because you have Dubai in English and Arabic, and you have Dubai Marina in English and Arabic, and so on. So,
I actually enrolled on an Arabic course with Eton Institute last year.
Oh, really?
And it was great fun. And it was great because the teacher was fantastic. He was actually Egyptian, but he decided, I don't know whether it's his decision or whether it's the Eton Institute's decision, but he taught us essentially, if you like, Lebanese, the language that's used, as opposed to the pure classical Arabic. I mean, what's your view on whether that's the right way to go about it?
Well, we teach the modern standard Arabic, which is what you'd come across the region. Because obviously, if you're learning something like a language like Arabic, there are just so many dialects, depending on which country or which region you're looking at within the Gulf. So the modern standard Arabic is the standard Arabic that you'd come across the region, and each and every person, irrespective of where they come from within the region, they understand it. It's like picking up an Arabic newspaper, which is in modern standard Arabic. So you give it to an Egyptian person, he can read it. You can give it to a Lebanese person, he can read it. Whereas they may not understand the individual dialects, even though they are Arabic. So this is the standard Arabic that we teach. So I'm sure this is what you must have learned in the classroom as well.
Yeah, and then when I spoke to my Lebanese friends, they generally concurred that it was the right way to go about. But I remember once saying Kaifa Haluka as opposed to Kaifak, and it elicited some giggles.
Yeah.
Well, that's but it's all about practice, isn't it? And that's
absolutely.
It. You trial and error. You've got to kind of go for it. And
yeah.
So it's you can't be perfect, surely, coming straight out of a classroom.
True. We do offer Emirati dialect as well. It's just such a novel dialect to learn that we get quite a few people interested in it, not essentially for professional reasons, because it's not language that you'd use professionally. Like I said, you're better off learning modern standard Arabic because you could
apply it across any geography.
Exactly, yeah. But just for its novelty, people do get interested in, people like who have perhaps lived in the UAE for about 10, 12 years and they haven't picked up the language and they're like very interested before, they leave UAE. Because the population over here is quite transient. So, yeah.
Kamal's saying, where's your location and your phone number at the Eton Institute? So tell us, Moaz.
In Dubai, we are located in Dubai Knowledge Village. And in Abu Dhabi, we are located just near the Sheikh Khalifa Park. And the phone number is 800 Eton. It's a toll-free number. And the website is eton.ac.